the ABCs of the gospel. We have reached our finish line. We've got to the end of our alphabet, and I hope you have taken notes, that you are using this alphabet to go and digest all the wonderful names of God. Use it in your devotions, use it in your prayer life, meditate on all these wonderful names that we have studied in the past few weeks. Today is the letter Z, and I'm here to tell you that we serve a zealous God full of zeal. Let's read what the definitions mean of zealous. It is an adjective showing great energy or enthusiasm in a pursuit of a cause or objective. To have zeal is a noun, which is great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or of an objective. So here we see we have a zealous God. He knew before the foundation of the world that we were going to mess up. And yet he had passion, he had protection, he had a plan. He was so full of zeal that the Bible says that we were the joy that was set before him. That before the foundation of the earth, they had a plan to put him on the cross and be our savior. You know, I love Isaiah 9 verse 6 to 7. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Here we see this famous prophecy that Isaiah gives, sharing what was going to happen with Jesus, what he was going to accomplish on earth. But I love this outside, it's almost like this covering, and then also almost like an internal battery, that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Jesus had zeal. He knew what he had to do. He knew who he had to do it for. And that gave him the power to push through. I love it also in Isaiah 37 verse 32. It says, "For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." It's repeated again. And finally in Isaiah 42 verse 13, it says, "The Lord goes out like a mighty man, like a man of war. He stirs up his zeal. He cries out. He shouts aloud. He shows himself mighty against his foes." When I read this scripture, the picture I get is of William Wallace in the movie Braveheart. And if you haven't seen it, he's passionate about his country, about his countrymen, and they're about to conquer a nation. And he stands and he gives this famous speech and he shouts. That is what I see God as, the zealous, full of zeal. And he's saying, "I will conquer everything for my people." And he did that on the cross just for us. So today, know you serve a zealous God full of zeal that hasn't changed. He's passionate about you. He loves you. He desires to give you the very best from glory to glory. Don't limit him. Don't let anything come between you and him. And let that zeal of the Lord of hosts do it for you too. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.